Good evening. It's nice to see all who are here this evening. Thank you very much for coming. I don't really need to get up here tonight. There's been enough gospel preached very clearly in the first half of our meeting for you to understand your need of a Savior and to understand what needs to be done for you to be saved. But I'm going to get up and we're going to read a few portions. We're going to read first in Matthew chapter 27. Pray that this will go along with what's been said before. Matthew chapter 27. Oh, now I forget my verse. Just bear with me a second here. Sorry. Matthew 27, we'll read in at verse 21. This is when Pilate is before the Lord Jesus, or the Lord Jesus before Pilate, sorry. Pilate is the Roman governor. So the governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" We'll read that again. Pilate saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." So that question there that we read, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" That's the question I want each here in this meeting. If you're not ready for eternity, if you're not saved, that's the question I want you to think about this evening for the last half of our meeting. Tonight, when you go out this door, that door at the back of the hall, whenever the meeting is over, you will have made a decision again tonight as to what you will do with Jesus. You will either accept him or reject him. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And now we're going to read of a couple different men that made a decision. And we're also going to speak about Pilate, who made a decision as well. So we're going to turn over to Luke chapter 23. This is another account of the crucifixion. Luke chapter 23, verse 39. So there was two criminals who were crucified with the Lord Jesus. Verse 39, "And one of the malefactors," or criminals, "which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." So this man really was just mocking the Lord Jesus and saying, "If you're truly Christ, if you're really the Son of God, save yourself." And he could have. But he didn't, because he was there for us. Verse 40, "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So this man for sure was there when Pilate asked that question. And he would have also been there whenever, during that whole sentencing. And so many people had brought, the chief priests had brought so many false witnesses to falsely accuse Jesus and say all kinds of lies about him and why he was there. And surely this man would have known a little bit about the story of the Lord Jesus and probably had questions as to all these accusations and wondered if they were really true. And perhaps he was thinking about this. And here they are hanging on the cross with only, at the most, days to live. And this one man was mocking the Lord Jesus, and this other man, who clearly was thinking about all the events of the day, he said, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" We're all here with the same sentence, hanging on a cross, about to die. And he says, and this is what I want you to think about tonight if you're in your sins. "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds." We are here on the cross because of our own sins, and we deserve to be here. That's basically the words he was saying. In other words, we are here because of our own doing, because of our own sins, our own decisions, and we deserve it. But this man, he says about the Lord Jesus, hath done nothing amiss. He's done nothing wrong. And friend, tonight in the meeting, if you're in your sins, in order for you to be saved, you have to first come to the same realization and understanding that this man came to, that you deserve hell and the lake of fire for all eternity because of your sins. You deserve what's coming to you. The wages of sin is death. And this man, on that day of the Lord, the crucifixion, roughly 2,000 years ago, he made the best decision in his whole life, the best decision he could ever make. And that was to realize that what the Bible says about him, what the Lord Jesus said about him, was true, and he deserved what he was getting. And he realized that this man on the center cross, the Lord Jesus, done nothing wrong, and that he was there for his sins, for this man's sins. And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So that man, never thought of that before, but that man died that very day, because the Lord Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in heaven." So we pray tonight, friend, if you're in this meeting and not saved, that you would make the decision that man made and accept the Lord Jesus. "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" We'll turn over to Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, and reading in at verse 24. "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.'" So this man, Felix, Paul was before him. This is when Paul was in bonds, and he was in bonds because of his missionary work. People had hated him, and I can't remember what I was going to say there. Anyway. This Felix, he was a Roman governor as well. And he for sure knew that there was something about Paul because of all the things that had happened in the past and even where Paul would have come from. And he gave Paul a chance to preach the gospel to him. He sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. That's what we're doing this evening. We're just trying to reason with you of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled. Are you in this meeting tonight, friend, and trembling because of hell and the future that you will have if you reject the Savior? It is a good thing to tremble. But this man here, Felix, he trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. And there's a song, a gospel hymn we sing. And now I can't even think of how it goes, but it's basically saying about putting it off another night, put it off another night. How many meetings have you come to and heard the gospel preached? And you say, oh, I'll worry about it next gospel meeting. I'll worry about it next Sunday, or I'll worry about it the next series. And that's really what Felix was saying here. Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If you wait for a convenient season, a convenient time to be saved, it will never come. We never read of Felix making the important decision to accept the Savior. So we will believe he likely never got saved, and he's likely in hell tonight. Then we'll look back to where we read first, Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, we'll read again what we read earlier, verse 22. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Pilate said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Pilate had the power to do the right thing with the Lord Jesus. But he was more concerned with keeping the people happy. And perhaps you're in the meeting tonight, and you know that the right thing to do is to be saved. But you're concerned with what your friends will think, or what those around you will think, your peers. Maybe you're concerned with being made fun of or being rejected by those around you. But what will that matter when time is no more and you're in eternity? So Pilate here, verse 24, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, so he really wanted to convince them that there was no reason for the Lord Jesus to be crucified, but he realized that was to no avail, so that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. So Pilate here, he thought he could be neutral. And maybe that's what you think tonight. You're in this meeting and you're thinking, oh, well, as long as I just go about my life and forget I heard the gospel and just ignore it, pretend it doesn't mean anything to me, then I'll be fine, nothing will happen, I can just, you know, I'll die and be buried and be 6 feet under and that'll be it, be just like a dog. But we read very clearly from the scriptures, there's many places we could turn to tonight that show us that there's only two places, there's heaven and hell. And you're either going to make the decision to accept Christ, or if you don't make that decision, you're rejecting him. There's just many decisions you can make in life, many very important decisions, what you will do for a career, who you'll marry, where you're going to live. But none of them have consequences that reach into eternity. But this decision, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? The decision you make about Christ will change your destiny for eternity. That's the most important decision you can ever make. And that's just shows us how serious this gospel meeting is tonight. There's people here in this meeting, for sure, who will not be in heaven when they die. They'll be in hell because they will have made the wrong decision. We hope it won't be you. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? So Pilate here, he tried to be neutral. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. But none of us are innocent. Behold, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So what are you going to do tonight with the Savior? Are you going to go out this meeting again and say, oh, I have a convenient season, whenever it's a better time, whenever I've had a little bit of fun in the world, then I'll think more about being saved, perhaps when I get a little older? Or are you going to make the decision that the criminal made who was hanging on the cross and just accept that my sins deserve eternal death, but Jesus died for me? And he realized that that's why Jesus was on the cross there at Calvary, was for his sins, because he had done nothing wrong. That man tonight is in heaven. And if you made the decision to accept Christ tonight, your destiny would be as sure as his, that he's in heaven tonight. You could know for certain when you pass from this life into the next that your eternity is secure with the Savior. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? We just pray tonight that you would realize the seriousness of this matter, and that each day that goes by, each Sunday night when you walk out of a gospel meeting, you're making a decision either to accept the Savior or to reject him. And none of us have a guarantee of tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Just read one more verse. Actually, it's right over here. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We just pray that you would accept the Savior tonight, and you could be on your way rejoicing to heaven and home. May God bless his word. Our Father, we thank thee for the Savior. We thank thee for these wonderful words we can read about him and how he died at Calvary for our sins, and how he done nothing amiss, but he was there for our sins so that we could accept him and realize that even though we deserve eternal death, Jesus died for me. So we pray that each one in this meeting tonight would make the right decision this evening as they leave this meeting, that they would realize that to reject the Savior is to be accepting that hell and the lake of fire will be theirs for eternity if they make the wrong decision. So we pray for each one in this meeting tonight that they will come to the Savior and accept him. We just thank thee for help and for this privilege to preach the good message of the gospel, how good news it is. So we just thank thee for thy Son and for his love for us in his name.